Tennis dominates this week's sports news, with Czechs flying high at the season-opening Grand Slam, the Australian Open. Tomáš Berdych lived up to his sixth-seed ranking and reached the last eight of the main singles after dispatching Spaniard Fernando Verdasco in straight sets. The score was 6-4, 6-2, 6-3. It's the first time the 25-year-old Czech and last year's Wimbledon finalist has got so far in the Australian Open. But from now on in the tournament, Berdych will go from being the favourite to being the underdog. This is what he had to say about that change.
Up till now, everybody was hunting me, and now I will be hunting them. So I am pleased that the roles have been reversed, and that I have fulfilled what I hoped for at the start of the tournament. I'd say that this composure I now have on the court and these results have come in the wake of the second round game with Kohlschreiber.
Berdych will now need all that composure and a change of fortune in the next round when he faces number 3 seed Serbian Novak Djokovic. Berdych has only beaten the Serb once in their last 5 encounters. Staying with tennis, in-form Petra Kvitova also reached the quarterfinals of the Australian Open by defeating Italian Flavia Panetta in a closely fought 3-6, 6-3, 6-3. This is what she had to say about the game.
In the first set, there were a lot of rallies, which she mostly won. I had to change my game, so I came to the net more and tried to put more pressure on her. Certainly, Panetta did not play badly. It was a good match and got better and better for me from the first set on.
It was the ninth match in a row that Kvitova has won after triumphing in the preparatory Brisbane Open. But the dream of an all-Czech quarter-final crumbled when Iveta Benešová lost 4-6, 1-6 against second seed Vera Zvonareva. The Russian now faces Kvitova in the next round for a place in the last four. Snowboarder Sharka Punchochová has taken the World Championship silver medal in the slope-style discipline being held in Spain. The 20-year-old former world champion was already in second place after the first round of the jumps in the finals. She secured silver position with one of her 3 jumps left to spare. There is a chance that slope style could be included in the Winter Olympics in 2014. In the domestic ice hockey league, Třinec maintained top position with a 5-3 win against Sparta Prague. Second place Liberec keep up the pressure, 4 points off the leaders with the same scoreline against Pardubice. But third place Vítkovice fell off the lead after going down 3-4 against Slavia Prague. In other games, there was a home defeat for Karlovy Vary against Brno and home wins for Zlín, České Budějovice and Litvinov. Czech Ondřej Sinek has just been crowned the best rower in the world for 2010 by fans, coaches and experts from the International Federation of Rowing Associations. Last year, he won 3 World Cup events as well as the European and World Championships in the single sculls category. It's the first time since the award was launched in 2002 that a Czech has been given such a distinction in the world of rowing. And now we've reached the last part of our programme here on Radio Prague.